Well, we're back at the PGA Show, and we're with Deb Bennett at Orca Golf, and a beautiful collection of golf bags and other bags as well. Deb, first off, welcome to Golfers on Golf, and give us a little insight on your product here.
Thank you, Rory. Thanks to get a chance to speak with you. This is our second show. We did this show about 3 years ago, just post-COVID, when we were solely focusing on our custom bag line. And in 2025, we decided to bring some color to the golf bag market. And we're showcasing our new line, the Bourbon Collection, this year, which is three different stages of bourbon. And we've partnered with Castle & Key to do that with us, because everything we do at Orca is about a story and about people's journey through their golf journey that they're going through. And again, our bags are top quality. And again, we have bags, everything from the highest end of custom bags all the way to the average golfer who just is looking for a really great quality bag.
Well, let's start a little bit with the golf bags. And I said, looking at the beautiful color you've put in here with your USA-styled golf bag. And, of course, patriotic times are really returning now with President Trump. And it seems like, you know, bags like this are going to become very much more popular in the years ahead.
Absolutely. We've had the great opportunity of working with Jim, who heads the U.S. Amateur Group, who travels overseas to play with all the other countries. And of course, we try to capture the USA on all of his bags. We've done it for the last 3 to 4 years. And we always create a beautiful bag. Erica's able to create that bag for them. And I think this coming year, we're doing something even a little crazier for them. But again, we try to capture the spirit of what's happening. And our bags tell tons of stories. If you take a look on our website, a lot of our bags are just about our clients and what's important to them and that they want to share with other people, because the best place to connect with people and to share who you're about is to use the golf bag to do that. So,
well, Deb, you've played your share of golf. You know how many different, shall we say, types of golf bags there are. You got the carry bag, you have the standard bag, then you have the big oversized ones that you better be taking a golf cart because they probably weigh way too much.
Sure.
How much variety can you offer your line of clients from your line of golf bags here?
Sure, that's one of the great things that we're really focused on, because our clients, we have the very high-end clients who are looking for the tour style bags. We do bags for the PGA as well as LPGA players, so those are the very large bags. We do have some private clients who want that large bag because they want the real estate on it to tell their story. And then we also then move down to the folks who like to carry a cart bag to put on their cart and leave it on there so they never carry it, but they want it to look great. And then you move on down to the stand bag, and we offer a stand bag that still looks great to carry either walking, or you can put it on your cart bag as well. And you know, it has legs on it when you want to stand it. So we run the entire gamut of any and everybody who wants to carry a bag. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, we carry for everybody. So
I was going to say, you look at a couple of your other bags here, I see some, shall we say, advertising on the side of them. And whether you're a professional tour player that's got to get their sponsors on the bag, or you just happen to perhaps own a company or work for a company where you want to do a little more promotion, or the marketing people from various resorts and things like that, how much of that can you do if that's what the order is?
Sure. Well, Orca Golf's known for their custom bags, true custom bags. We literally start from scratch, and we work with the client to actually tell their story. It's all about telling stories, and what's important to them is what ends up on the bag. And to your point, people want what they've done in life, if they won tournaments, if they want their name on it. We've had one of the greatest stories. I remember Erica talking about working with a client whose father died of Alzheimer's, and he wanted to pay tribute to his father, who taught him how to play golf. And the gentleman's probably 60 or 70 years old now. And he wasn't sure what he wanted on his bag, but he wanted something that was meaningful. So through conversation, which is what we do with our clients, he had a tattoo on the back of his hand that was commemorating his father. And he sent a picture of it to Erica, and Erica duplicated that on the front of his bag. And he literally was in tears when he saw the bag. So again, it's about our clients. It's not about us. Our bags are very minimal. We rarely put much of our name on our bags because, again, it's not about us. It's about our clients.
Well, Deb, I'm looking at some of your other bags here, too, which are more of a handbag, or
yes,
perhaps if a golfer is traveling light, so to
yes,
speak, and all you've got is room to throw something in the overhead compartment on the plane. You've got a variety of different bags here that put the golf bag in the cargo hold, put the bag in the overhead compartment for a quick trip of golf somewhere.
Absolutely. And this year, for 2025, we've actually released this new set of accessories, which are all designed with the golfer in mind, but also can be used by someone who's not in golf. So it's really more of a travel issue. The reason we decided to design this, and again, we listen to our clients and what our clients want. We're really a golf bag company, but we take the unique ideas we have for golf and we put them in the accessories. And these are usually purchased by country clubs and people who want to put their own branding on it for tournaments. We do corporate gifting. We have a lot of resorts come to us and say, hey, we want a really, really nice cooler and you know, or a backpack that we can offer to our clients who come in and just want something that's very unique and very bespoke. Everything we do, top quality. We do not compromise on quality regardless.
Well, Deb, I love your theme here. You're introducing the bourbon collection this
yes,
year, and there's a few nice bottles of bourbon sitting around some of your products. You've decorated very nicely here.
Thank you.
Do you have any tie-ins? Are any of your clients in the bourbon production line that have inspired this?
Actually, I'm the one, I think, who inspired this originally. I love old fashions. I have for many years. And when we were having a strategy meeting, again, everything tells a story with us. And Erica started researching bourbon and the different stages and colors of bourbon that it goes through. So the bourbon collection is about old oak, tawny, and burnt amber. And those are the three stages. So we have a unique friend who has a great relationship with Castle and Key, and they said we would love to help these ladies promote the bags. So they offered to help us and sent in some great bottles of bourbon for us to use.
That's fantastic. Well, Deb, where is the easiest way to find Orca Golf? Can people look online, and or is there a store somewhere where you're at now?
Sure. Actually, we still operate virtually. We do not have any brick and mortars. We really spend our time and efforts on our clients. And what we're doing is you can reach us anytime at orca-golf.com, or you can look up just in Google custom golf bags, and you'll find us either place.